My next guest here to talk about what he does and to talk about Grand Rapids Green Affordable Housing, this initiative. It's part of our Getting Green segment. Glad that you are here. Brett Little, Executive Director, Green Home Institute. Hi to you, Brett.
Hi, Shelley.
Good that you are back. All right, tell me about you and the Green Home Institute.
Yeah, so the Green Home Institute is a nonprofit with a mission to empower people to make healthier and more sustainable choices in the places we live. So we've been here since 2000 in Grand Rapids, and I'm the executive director here, and I've been in this position since about 2011.
We want to talk about Grand Rapids and its Green Affordable Housing Initiative. Last week, I know we had Suzanne Schultz on from the city and sharing all the data that's being collected. So it's certainly a conversation that's being had. Define affordable housing, Brett.
Yeah, so we're looking at affordable housing at somewhere between 60% to 80% of the area median income, or AMI. So that's, just to put that in perspective, that's like a four-person household at 60% is somewhere around $33,000 a year. And at 80% AMI, it's around $53,000 a year. Now, we're also looking at supportive housing. So that's homeless. We're working with like Well House, homeless youth, 311 youth housing, veteran, special needs, senior. So we're looking at, you know, both affordable housing and some supportive housing initiatives. Yep.
Tell me more about the goals of this whole initiative.
Well, there's a lot going around affordable housing. There's a lot of need in Grand Rapids. And so we're coming in more on the end of the utility bill side. So a study done by the American Council for, I think, Energy Efficiency, AECCE, shows that on average, low-income households pay 7.2% of their income on utilities, more than three times those of higher income households. And so there is a utility burden out there. There's growing utility bills. And so we want to help get those bills down during renovation and construction, and also health. Health is a huge piece of it. And so having a healthier space that doesn't impact your asthma, allergies, breathing issues, which can drive up costs as well.
Where does the Green Home Institute play its role?
So our strength is educating people, empowering them to build healthier, renovate healthier, greener spaces. So we're working mostly with developers who are supporting low-income housing and who are doing renovations or new construction projects, and then coming in and making sure that those are done better, more energy efficient, water efficient, and with a health aspect. And so we're here to provide the consulting, the training, and ultimately a green certification such as LEED to ensure that it is actually done correctly.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about, I don't know if this is part of the third party certification that we're talking about.
Absolutely. So our measurable goal of saying we've succeeded in this is saying, you know, we've followed some sort of third party standard or label to ensure health, energy efficiency, water conservation. So LEED certification is probably the most popular one. A lot of affordable housing developers might use it because they're getting low-income housing tax credits. However, there's a lot of folks who don't get access to those low-income housing tax credits who might find the green certification to be a barrier. So we're coming in with our funding from the WEGI Foundation to help break down that barrier to that cost of the certification and say, hey, look, we'll handle that piece. Let's just make sure we follow the details of energy efficiency and health.
I might have missed this, but what metrics are being used to measure success at the building or the home level here?
Yeah, so again, it's a certified home, whether that be through LEED. So we're ensuring that what the builders or developers said they did is actually done. We're coming at the beginning to help them put it in their plans, and then at the end to make sure it's done correctly.
So how do you work with the developers? And if so, are they receptive?
Yeah, I think especially around here, there's a big sustainability. Everybody wants to do the right thing. I think there's just an interest in it, and it's the right thing to do. And so there are more nonprofit developers reaching out to us saying, how can we do this? What does it look like? And so we jump in early. We take a look at their plans, and then we say, you know, what if we improved your wall insulation by this? What if we switched to lower flowing devices here? And they're like, well, how much more would this cost? And we say, well, it might cost a little bit more, but your operation costs go down and you can make that decision. There might be some rebates from consumers or DTE to help you pay for it. So we're helping them make all those decisions at the front end.
Brett Little with us, Executive Director of Green Home Institute, our Getting Green segment, where we're putting the topic of Grand Rapids Green Affordable Housing Initiative to our forefront. You want to talk about some of the older projects you've worked on, Habitat, for example?
Yeah, so Habitat for Humanity, Kent County, has been one of our longest partners in affordable housing. They made a commitment to LEED certification in 2007 to LEED Silver. And since then, I think there are over 150 LEED certified properties. That's all they do. And, you know, what they're finding is just lower utility bills, healthier spaces, and more excitement from the community by making this commitment. And so we're excited to serve them. We also recently started working with Well House in Grand Rapids. They got their first LEED Gold certified renovation to support homeless housing, and so in the Housing First. And so we're excited about our partners there. And then the Inner City Christian Federation, another organization that we're excited to be working with on multifamily and now several single family development repairs in the city.
Necessary, and you're in the trenches. Do you look at future projects?
So that's our goal right now, is we're out sort of just identifying where these projects are happening, who's doing low-income housing or supportive housing, and saying, hey, we're here to support you. It might be a little nerve-wracking. It might sound like it's going to cost too much money or it's going to be too much effort to go lead. But the reality is it's probably a lot easier than you think if you've got someone there helping you and then finding where funding or incentives or in grants can come to support that.
What do you need from the community? I always like to ask that question.
So our ask to the community right now is to identify where potential affordable housing projects exist or are, and then talk to the landlords, talk to the owners, and see if they want to make improvements, and then let them know, you know, the Green Home Institute is here to support that and help them make those improvements in a better way.
Right. Anything else you'd like to share?
I would just say that we've got an event coming up on general green building, and it could support affordable housing or anybody. We're going to be doing our first Building Green and Beer series at Vivant on April 5th at 5:30, and it's going to be the first 20 people who walk in the door get a free brew on us, and we're going to be talking about better performing insulated walls and doing it in a more affordable way.
So what night is it? When is that again?
That's April 5th at 5:30 at Vivant, Brewery Vivant.
All right, they're going to be lining up for that free beer, but we get to learn more about building and how you work, correct?
Yes.
Brett Little, Executive Director, Green Home Institute. How do we find out more information?
Yeah, just head over to greenhomeinstitute.org and call us at 616-458-6733.
Thanks to you for your expertise, Renee Hesseling, for the hookup and more. Take care, Brett.
Thank you. Bye.